It's the Dennis Stuckey Show on 1380 WPHM.
All right, welcome back. Now we are joined by Port Huron Northern head football coach Larry Rollins. Congratulations, coach. First off, the PH win is a big deal, but it's just all part of what is turning into a really big season for Husky football. 8 wins. I don't know if you're aware of the numbers, but you got to go back to 1987, the last time Northern won 8 football games in a season. If you win 2 playoff games, you're going to tie the school record for wins. Can't put the cart above the horse. You got to take care of Roseville first things first, and I know that's probably what's on your mind today. But let's go back to Friday's win over the Big Reds. How special is that for you, and how much does that mean for Northern to get that Brick Fowler trophy back after not having it the last 6 years?
Well, first off, Dennis, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it. And for our community at Northern, the staff, the students, the players, the parents, it's nice to know that your hard work pays off. You know, and then in building a program, you got to start from the ground up, and that's what we were doing. We're building it from the weight room to the 8th grade program, and now we're seeing that attrition coming through to where the kids are believing in Northern football again, and they're believing in each other, and they're playing hard, and communities rallying around them right now.
Confidence is a big deal, and it can be program-wide. It can be school-wide, and these guys seem to be getting that back now. I mean, this is the first time you guys have ever made it to the playoffs in back-to-back years. Again, I don't even know if you knew that.
No, I've had to go through a little bit. Dave Spielberg is my historian for Northern football, so I ask him all the time. And I was the last time we went 8-1. He said 87. I said, "Wow, I was like a year old." And I was like, so it kind of puts stuff in perspective for me, you know. But it's cool. It's the kids are awesome. The kids we went through at practice day and watching film, and they're like, "It's another week. Here we go." And that's just, I mean, being in the playoffs again, and I think it helps having been in last year, know what to expect, and now they're like, "Hey, it's another week. Let's get ready and prepare."
You've got some talent too. That always helps when you're gonna win. I think Stephen Mason is one of the best players in the area, maybe the best player, with all the different things that you can do with him. And I think a lot of programs would just lean on him, but you don't have to. You can spread it around. You've got a great young quarterback. I think Seth Klink, he's good now. I can't imagine when he becomes a senior what he's going to do over these next couple of years. Theo Ellis has had a great year for you, and that's just 3 guys that I could name. You got a lot more.
Yeah, it's been a nice year. Mason is just Mason. I mean, he's a 4.0 kid. He's a phenomenal person, phenomenal athlete. And I wish the best luck to him after this season to see if he can play anywhere in college. And as far as Seth and Theo and going back to Mason, a lot of the kids, it's the time in January, February, March, before school, they come in and we get work in. That's the dedication that we're having at our program now, is we're doing work before and after when we have to.
On Friday night, you scored your first touchdown, putting the big kids into the backfield. And you had them block, and Theo ran it in. Then you got into the same situation, but you ran the pass. I don't know if David Harris has caught many passes this year, but I thought that was the great time for it was the perfect call. Like, it was set up perfectly, and you guys executed it beautifully.
Yeah, we've ran it a couple times this year. That's actually the first time David's caught it on that particular play. He's caught a couple play-action passes we've done before. And it was just one of those things where we ran that same set going into the score the first time. And I said, you know, we're not on the goal line, but let's see if we can get the boot pass in. And David happened to be open in the flat, and Seth did a nice job of getting to him early, and David caught it. I mean, that was the best part. He caught it, and we got in. And that was huge in so many levels for us, because we just got an interception from them with a couple minutes left in the second half. And to be able to drive down, Theo popped a big run, and we got down there. And it punched in with like 28 seconds left, and taking momentum, and then plus getting the opening kickoff in the second half. That was huge for us mentally, and just for us to stay in the game.
There have been some big moments, I think, this season. One of them, beating Tower 7-0. Tell me what went on in that game, because Tower can score. They've got a really good quarterback. How did you shut them out?
It goes back to our coaching staff, my coaching staff that I have. They worked tirelessly, and they came up with a great game plan, and the kids executed to perfection. Tower was averaging 37 points a game before they play us. They just put up 63 against Sterling Heights in the Mac Blue and Gold crossover for week nine. We contained their quarterback. We forced him to throw the football instead of being able to run, and we had a spy on him. And the defense just came up big, you know, and offensively, they were good defensively, too. I mean, we happened to get one in, and that's all we needed.
Yeah, because that kid, Bird, he had like seven touchdowns against Marysville, like rushing and passing. He didn't score them all, but so that was really impressive. You were able to do with them what you weren't really able to do with Marine City. I think if you had to do over, you wouldn't want to get into a 49-42. As fun as it was, and the fact that you guys almost won the football game, I guess if you had it to do over again, you wouldn't want to go 49-42 with them?
No, not not at all. But that, I mean, in that happening week two for us and in playing Marine City and the how we played in the second half of scoring 28 straight and then taking the lead against them and then going back and forth, it was just one of those games to where whoever had the ball last was going to probably score and punch it in, which is what they did. But for having a young team and a team not knowing what direction we were going in, to play a game like that with that much adversity and coming back and making a push and a challenge for it, that sent me a lot of messages early on that this team could be special, that one push against the wall, they're gonna play.
You guys are creative, too. I didn't see the play, but I was in Marysville the next week, and all anybody wanted to talk about was the pass that McNutt threw to Dylan Seaton for the touchdown that put you guys ahead to stay.
Yeah, that's funny because I was actually playing catch with Noah at practice one day, and I'm like, wow, we're getting out here about 30 yards. That many kids can, you know, kind of get it. I'm like, wow, you're doing pretty well with a spiral. He goes, yeah, I can throw. I'm like, okay. And we're doing our stuff, and I'm like, why not? You know, so we just kind of – I drew some stuff up, and we put it in. We repped it in practice a couple of times, and I looked at it. And then I'm not one to run those kind of things. Mm-hmm. I like to have them, but I don't like to run them. But it was the Marysville end up coming back and taking the lead 21-20 on us. We just got a big run, and I'm like, you know what? At any time, this is gonna be the perfect time to steal momentum back for a big play. And it did. I mean, we scored on, we took the lead again. And that was the huge momentum swing and came back in our favor. And then we put a couple more on and sealed it up.
When you got coaches from the team you played telling me the next week, man, not only did they completely catch us off guard with it, but it was beautiful the way they ran it. It was beautiful.
Yeah, we put some time into it. Just because of some of the formations that we were using and motions off it, we had to make sure that we were – let's have something else off of it, you know, some trick or gimmick play. And Noah threw a perfect ball. I mean, I don't think he could throw it any better than that, even just if he tried again. But it just happened. It happened to work out that way. Thank goodness Seton caught it when he was wide open. And no one got him from behind, so that was the nice part.
When you get ready for Friday now, do you get ready for Roseville, or are you preparing Northern to not beat themselves? How do you approach this when you're — it's a team that you probably haven't played. Well, I know you guys haven't played them in this year or in the last 10 years. So how do you prepare for that team, or what are you more focused on, you or them?
Well, right now, today's Monday. Today we went through and we worked on — we watched Friday night's game, and then we had a team meeting as a whole group afterwards. And we pretty much talked about it. I said, we are not accustomed to being this characteristic of doing these things. And I thought the second half we did a lot better. We played with composure. We acted like we'd been to a football game before, which is what my message was at halftime. I said, we've already done this a couple times. Let's regroup. Let's get back to how we play Northern football, and we'll do all right. But then today was learning from our mistakes from Friday, and then it's Roseville. I mean, it's the next man up. It's the next brick in front of us, the next block to get over, as we talk about at our program. It's the next one up.
All right, before I let you go, Terry Mitchell goes into the Port Huron Sports Hall of Fame Saturday night. I don't know if you've got tickets, but a couple of thoughts on Terry.
Oh, Terry, I saw him before the game. It was so nice. I haven't seen him in such a long time. It was nice to see him. Great person. I love the guy to pieces. He's a phenomenal receiver. I had a pleasure of throwing him some passes when I was a junior at Port Huron High School. And he went on to, I think, to junior college and winning two national champions there. And I think he went to Grand Valley and got one there too. And he's a phenomenal person. He really is. I saw him before the game, like I said, and it was like high school all over again. So he's just a phenomenal person.
Congratulations on 8-1 and good luck Friday night against Roseville. I hope we can ask you back next week to talk about another playoff game.
Yeah, well, I hope so too. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Larry Rollins joining us. Got to take a quick break and then we'll wrap things up in just a moment.